Hello, guys, and welcome to the Daily Fantasy Fix Pod. I'm your host, Travis Mangone, here filling in for Dan Bach to bring you guys the, talk about the MLB slate with you guys. I'm going to talk about fantasy draft pricing with you, and we'll get started right away now. Looking at the slate, man, it's a pretty good one with NFL back. We still got some baseball to grind out, but it's still a fun one, so let's get started. We'll get started with the first thing I like to talk about, cash games. We got Max Scherzer on the mound against Jake Thompson. Max Scherzer is definitely going to be the guy you want to get in your cash games. He's in a great spot here against the Philadelphia Phillies. I would not be worried about any of the Phillies here. If you told me, gun to my head, I had to take one Philly to worry about against Max Scherzer, it's Nick Williams. All these righties, though, are definitely going to be in trouble for the Phillies. Max is a 44K percentage against, against righties and against lefties. Again, he's got a good K percentage too. It's like 29%, I believe. Yeah, 29%. So he's just, been pretty dominant this year. And, Max is a guy that I definitely want to be loading up on. I know the Phillies sometimes do try to get lefty heavy against, really good righties, but I don't know. Max is the guy I'm definitely going to load up here in this spot, and he's one of the best plays. Phillies 2.39 run total. It's definitely very telling, and streaming against the Phillies is a thing to do, and Max is a guy that should definitely have his way. Looking at the next game, or the next spot, we have Jake Thompson against the Washington Nationals, and Jake Thompson has struggled. He's got a high Sierra in the fives against lefties, and on the Nationals, I think what I'm really looking at are guys like Daniel Murphy for 9.9K on fantasy draft. I like that price tag. I get it's maybe a tag that people don't want to play, and like Daniel Murphy has not been as good in the. In the most, like, recently, he has not been what he was doing all season long. Definitely not having Bryce Harper has hurt him for some protection and whatnot. But Jake Thompson just struggled with lefties, and against righties, he's been a lot better. He's got a 3.75 CR against righties. So I don't know if you want to stack up the Nationals. They have a nice run total, so I get it. And I would, get, like, guys like Trey Turner, Ryan Zimmerman, and Anthony Rendon. But I think this is a spot where I'm just going to maybe just get my exposure to the Nationals through Daniel Murphy only and move on. Moving on to the next one, we have if good old George Farmer or Buck Farmer, he's changed his name back and forth, so I don't know where you see it, but on the RotoGrinders lineup page, we have George Farmer. So George Farmer against Marcus Stroman. We've been streaming pitchers against the Tigers for a little bit now with them trading Justin Upton. That was like kind of like the final straw to be like, okay, this is just an awful lineup. We need to go all in on taking these pitchers every day and considering them, right? So, Marcus Stroman reduces a lot of soft contact, but the issue is always the strikeouts, right? They're not, he's not really a strikeout pitcher. He just pitches really efficiently. And in this spot here, I think, we have to have some interest in it. Just a really bad Tigers team. Stroman for 15.6K. I love that price tag. I think he's a good play in cash games and in tournaments. And then on the opposite side, we have George Farmer. So I'll read you some of his numbers right now this year. He is at a 21.5K percentage against righties, and then against lefties, a 28K percentage. So, it's kind of odd that he's, has those numbers, a small sample size against each, 65 plate appearances against righties and 50 against lefties, and the Sierra against righties, 3.38, and against lefties, 2.96. It's really just crazy to see that, because he was really bad last year, but I don't know. I think that's kind of, I don't think he's this kind of pitcher, right? I think we should expect negative regression here and just him to become the old pitcher he was, and I'm definitely going to be buying into that. So I'm looking to load up on some of these. Toronto Blue Jays here, I mean, they're just in a great spot, obviously. And with a 5.46 run total, we have to have interest. I'm curious how chalky they get. It's a 15-game slate, so I don't know if it's something I'm really going to have to worry about. But something to definitely consider because, man, the Blue Jays, when they are chalky, it's a scary spot to be on because it just feels like it always fails. But, let's move on to the next game, though. Real quick, actually, before I go. To the next one, I want to say Ezekiel Carrera is a great cash game play, and then like two of my favorite bats are Donaldson and Smoke, obviously, but like Morales as a value play too. So if I had to pick four bats from this game only, those are the four I would definitely load up on him. Miguel Montero, if he's catching in the lineup, could be interesting as a cheap catcher to help you out in your cash games, obviously, because we're trying to get Max Scherzer in possibly. So if we're trying to get Max in, we got to get some of these value guys in our lineups. Yeah, let's move on to the next game. We have Amir Garrett against Seth Lugo, and I don't know. This is a game I'm just really not, like, super interested in at all. I get it's got a 9 run total, and it's two pitchers that are, not great, but they're not, they're not total gas cans, right? But they've had their struggles. That's the thing. So, I'm very torn at what I'm going to do with this game, but I don't think I'm playing any of these Mets, these cheap bats. I get it. If they fit maybe your cash games, I think it makes sense. I don't know right now. It's one of those things, like, as I'm doing construction, it depends what fits in, but I don't know. It's one of those things. I have played Mets in cash recently because they've helped out. But in tournaments, I'm not looking to stack up the Mets against Amir Garrett. I just don't think it's a the right spot. Amir Garrett has struggled, though, right? We've seen things that like we like to see in tournaments when we like to do stacks. He's got a 12.5 walk percentage and a 4.79 Sierra. So I get it, right, if you want to. But I don't know. It doesn't feel like the spot I'm going to do it. And then the Cincinnati bats against Seth Lugo. You know, if Irvin's at the top, I guess he's like a nice value player that you could throw in there. But I don't know. I'm not in love with a lot of these guys against Lugo. You know, Lugo hasn't been bad. Against righties, he's got a 3.39 Sierra with a 22.2 K percentage, and against lefties, a 4.43. I mean, I just don't think this is one of those games that just feels like a stay away game. And I think that's what I'm just going to try and do on this slate. It's a 15 game slate. We can easily do that sometimes. And I think that's kind of the approach I'm going to take with this one. But yeah, let's move on to the next one. We have Mike Clevinger and the Cleveland Indians, who are on fire right now against the Baltimore Orioles and Wade Miley. So Mike Clevinger is a guy that I've been playing a lot this season, and he's definitely treated me well. So maybe there's going to be some bias when I talk about him, but K percentage is 28.5% against righties, and against lefties, 25.6. The problem is the walk percentage. 13% against righties and 11% against lefties. And I get it, right? It's definitely not a spot that you want to, you know, you definitely get scared of the walks, right? But we're trying in tournaments. Like, I make Mike Clevinger mainly a tournament play normally. And in tournaments, I'm trying to win tournaments. And if he's on and, you know, he's not walking guys, then I'm definitely set, right? Hopefully it's you know, he walks like a bunch of guys in another start, and that makes up for it, right? Maybe he'll walk zero, or maybe not zero, but maybe he'll only walk a couple in this start, and then another start he's in an absolute disaster and walks, you know, eight or whatever. And in a spot against the Orioles, man, I'm definitely interested in this. Got a nice Sierra, 3.43 Sierra against righties, and against lefties, 3.50. I just think this is like a really nice high upside spot that, yes, right, it could blow up in your face a little bit. But negative park shift for the Orioles, it's going to be 62 degrees in that Cleveland game. This is definitely a spot with the wind blowing in. I'm definitely going to have some interest here in the Cleveland Indians. And their pitching's been pitching lights out recently. They're just, everything's clicking for them right now. So I'm definitely going to have some interest here. And then they get Wade Miley. You know, Wade Miley is a pitcher that I would love to get some bats against, right? You got Francisco Lindor, Austin Jackson, Jose Ramirez, Edwin Encarnacion, Carlos Santana, Yandy Diaz, where he's cheap. Brandon Guyer always mashes lefties. I mean, there's tons of guys to love here and definitely to have interest in playing. So, all these Indians, I think, are in play for me with a 4.95 run total. You definitely have to have interest against a guy like Wade Miley, who definitely struggle at times. So I'm interested in the Indians bats and Mike Clevinger here. I'm not interested in the Orioles. I get they have a 4.05 run total, but it's just because they do have some powerful bats this lineup that can be scary and they could go yard, but they can also swing and miss with the best of them. So I'm gonna just kind of go with Team Clevinger over the Baltimore Orioles and kind of hope for the best here in this spot. So I think this is a good spot that we could do it, and I think Clevinger's set up for a good opportunity here today. So let's move on to the next game, though, and I'm not going to take any Orioles, even though I get it, right? Manny Machado's a guy who's been crushing the ball, but I'm not going to take any Orioles here. Again, 15-game slate and tons of different spots that we can take guys from, so I'll just look to do that instead. Moving on to the next game, we have the Boston Red Sox against the Tampa Bay Rays. Drew Pomerantz against the Tampa Bay Rays, and Chris Archer's on the opposite against the Boston Red Sox. I definitely think this is definitely an interesting spot for pitching that you want to definitely be considering. Chris Archer is a guy that I normally like to play, but in Boston, they definitely have been hitting the ball a lot better. I don't know. I think it's going to be a spot I end up passing on them. 18K for Chris Archer is interesting, though, in a tournament. Like, I get the upside is there. So it's definitely something to think about more so in tournaments. In cash games, it definitely doesn't feel safe to me, right? So something I'm going to definitely, I think, shy away from in cash games. But Archer's a guy who, you know, he can be, you know, one of the elite pitchers in the league, right? Lefties, 30.5K percentage against righties, 29.6. And his Sierra has been great. 2.45 against righties and 2.66 against lefties. I get it, right? He definitely has struggled with some fly balls and some hard hit issues a little bit throughout the year. And I don't know. Like I said, I think it's a really nice high upside tournament spot. I really, really do. So if you want to play him in tournaments, I get it. In cash games, though, I just think there's a little bit to be worried about, obviously. But Weather's definitely good for him too, right? It's just not the best pitcher's park there in Boston. And on the opposite side, right? It's Drew Pomerantz, and he's a -129 favorite. That's another telling thing, right? Chris Archer's an underdog, which is just really interesting. You never really see Chris Archer too much as an underdog, but we got Drew Pomerantz on the opposite, and against a team like the Tampa Bay Rays that can strike out a ton, I get it, right? If you want to throw a dart at him for 15.3K on Fantasy Draft, it makes sense. This is more of a spot where I'm going to look at pitchers, and I don't really think I'm going to take many batters from. I just don't really want to target these pitchers, and I think there's other pitchers that we can definitely target here. So, yeah, I don't think this is more of a pitcher's duel, and that's kind of, you know, the route I'm going to take, and that's it. I'm not really going to play many of these other bats. If the lineups come out and something like pops that's interesting, maybe it's a conversation to have. And hey, if you want to ask me on Twitter, hey, did anything change in that game? If you like this game, give me a follow on Twitter at Travis Mangone, and I can easily tell you if anything has changed my opinion. But for now, it just feels like it's just going to be a pitcher's duel for me. So yeah, moving on to the next game, we have the Miami Marlins and the Atlanta Braves, Jose Urena and Mike Fulte Nevich. This is definitely a game that you could like some hitting in, obviously, right? Jose Urena is a guy who doesn't strike out many people, and then we have a guy like Freddie Freeman, who's 9.3K on Fantasy Draft, who you have to love here in this spot. Obviously, don't hate guys like Ozzie Albies batting towards the top for super cheap. I don't think a Braves stack is out of play here, right? It's not a terrible spot to go. Just not in love with this game all around. I think there's like good hitters, right, you can pick from, though. Like Giancarlo Stanton, of course, against Mike Fulte Nevich is a guy to consider. Let me look at the BVP real quick for him, because, Team BVP always likes to get a couple plays here and there to hear. So let's see what the Mike Fulte Nevich did with an in-division opponent. Let's see what it is. It is Stanton is 2 for 11 against him, so nothing crazy, but with a home run, obviously. But the way Stanton's in the ball, man, does it really matter? He's one of the hottest hitters in the league, so if you told me just to take Stanton and Freeman as like a one-off on each side, that would make some sense, obviously. But it's a game where I think you can get some bats from, but I'm not trying to go crazy over them. There's more coming, I promise. There are more bats to love as we get through the games. But let's move on to the next one, and I think this has a chance to have some interesting bats here. Problem is the wind is blowing in. We're in Chicago. Milwaukee Brewers at the Chicago Cubs with an 8-run total. Ryan Braun's price tag around the industry is pretty cheap. You got guys like Eric Thames for 6.4K, Neil Walker 7.2, Ryan Braun 8.1, Travis Shaw 8K. I wish the wind was blowing out. Wind blowing in, it makes it harder for me to want to roster the Brewers against a guy like John Lackey, who struggled, gives up tons of hard contact. So that's kind of the one concern I have. With the wind blowing in and it's colder there, but obviously I love a guy like Ryan Braun. I think he's a great option today. Just that's the problem is the wind. So I don't know. On other sites where he's cheaper, it makes a ton more sense, but maybe not as much on Fantasy Draft. Looking at the Cubs side of the ball, like Jimmy Nelson's a guy I don't really want to attack much, so I'm probably just going to end up staying away. I think Jimmy Nelson is a guy that he's been really good this year. Pull up the numbers, look at the Sierra. I mean, it's been fantastic. I'm pulling it up right now here real quick. Jimmy Nelson, his Sierra against righties is 3.40, against lefties it's 2.83. I mean, he's got a ground ball rate against righties of 54.7% to 44.9% against lefties, with a K percentage against lefties at 30% and against righties 24.5%. I mean, he's just been great. I think Jimmy Nelson's a great tournament option. I think he's a guy you definitely want to look at on this slate for sure. So that'll about do it for me on this game. Like I said, it's going to be maybe some of these Brewers bats, but again, that wind blowing out. If you told me the wind was blowing out instead of in, the wind is blowing in. Sorry if I got that wrong. Wind is blowing in. So if you told me the wind was blowing out, I'd be super excited about some of these Brewers, because we know how that Chicago wind really plays in a factor. But that definitely has me a little bit worried. But here's a game with tons of bats to love. We have the New York Yankees at the Texas Rangers, a 10-run total. I'm sure tons of people will be all over this game and love this game, and I'm sure it'll be chalky, but it's a 15-game slate, so I don't know if it'll matter a ton. We'll have to, obviously look for Chris Giamino's ownership percentages, and that'll help you out to kind of make your decisions on that. But these Yankees bats are ones to love against Martin Perez. People say, some people don't like to stack against Martin Perez, and I'll stack against him right now. He has just been awful recently, so I'm definitely down to stack against him. It's definitely a good spot, and one thing I love about, hey, even if things don't maybe work so much out against Martin Perez. He's got a 4.93 CR against Rays, but if things don't work out, we got that Texas bullpen that is not that great. So load me up on some of these Yankees, right? We get Gary Sanchez back from suspension today, I believe, so that'll be nice. We get, the lineup we have on Roto-Grinders right now is Brett Gardner, Chase Headley, Gary Sanchez, Starlin Castro, Aaron Judge, Didi Gregorius, who I don't mind also against the lefty, especially with that bullpen, he might go super low owned. Matt Holliday, Todd Frazier, and Jacoby Ellsbury. And that lineup, hold 1-9, is fantastic to look at. And then on the opposite side, Tanaka's been a lot better this season than what he was doing last year. He was pretty awful, but he has been a lot better. Sierra 3.25 against righties, 3.26 against lefties with a 24K percentage. I think this is a spot you stay away from the Yankees. Obviously, the Texas Rangers. They're going to go really low owned, though. Like, no one's going to be like, hey, I want to stack against Tanaka in this hot weather environment. Like, it could make some sense. You're going to get hitters at really low ownership in a very great environment. So, I'm not a fan of really stacking hitters against the Yankees because obviously there's that bullpen, too. If the game is close, if the game is out of hand, then you get some of the, awful bullpen arms. But I don't know. I don't think I'm going to be stacking up the Rangers here, but I get it in a tournament if you think it's like just like a super low owned play and it's something you want to do to be contrarian, but it's not something I'm going to end up doing on the slate. Moving on to the next one, we have the San Francisco Giants and the Chicago White Sox. So the Chicago White Sox are in a pretty good spot here against Matt Moore. Matt Moore is a guy who fly ball pitcher and whatnot, and he definitely can get crushed. But he's normally in the San Francisco ballpark, so that definitely protects him. But he's not going to be protected here in a Chicago ballpark where it definitely is more hitter-friendly than the Giants. So it's a negative park shift for him. And I love guys like Tim Anderson, like Jose Abreu here. I think they're in great spots. I talked about on the FanDuel lineup show Jose Abreu, Kirk Dees talked about him a little bit, and I think he's a fantastic play here, Jose Abreu. You definitely have to like him here against a lefty. We always love him against lefties, and this is a good spot for him. So definitely a guy to be considering here as like a nice one-off that I like. Looking at the Giants side of the ball, I don't think I'm going to play them, obviously, because they are just not a good team. And you got a guy like Lucas Giolito, who is an interesting tournament option. He's a guy I don't think we should be sleeping on here. He's got some, young pitcher. He's got some K upside against lefties, 28.6%. Against righties, 19.5%. Still a very, low plate appearances that we're seeing here. He definitely is the guy that, young pitcher that has a strikeout upside, though. And against a team like the Giants, who can strike out with all these call-ups that they have, I think he's definitely interesting. So be on the lookout for that lineup and see if it's a lineup that has some strikeout upside in it. And make your decision on Giolito through that, I think. But no one on the Giants side of the ball I'm really going to be in love with. I get they all have cheap price tags, but they have them for good reason. They're one of the worst teams in baseball right now. But same with the White Sox, right? They're kind of battling for it. But there's a couple of bats here that I think are interesting that, against a bad pitcher, you have to be considering. Moving on to the next game, we have the Minnesota Twins against the Kansas City Royals. Ian Kennedy is a guy that we always like to target against, it seems like, because he's a fly ball pitcher. He's definitely struggled throughout the year at time. At one point, he was doing a lot better, but he's a guy that I like to target at times, and this is a spot I don't mind it. I wish it was a better situation, but it's not a terrible one, right? But guys like Brian Dozier and like this Twins lineup, there's guys up and down this lineup that I just feel like people don't want to roster, and that just makes them like instantly pretty contrarian. And like no one wants to pay these price tags. Just listen to what we got for Byron Buxton. 9.6K on Byron Buxton, Eddie Rosario 8K, Jorge Polanco 8.1. They have an implied run total of 4.82. They've been hitting the ball really well recently. It's 80 degrees out, wind blowing out, 8 miles an hour. This is a good hitting environment in Kansas City. I think you have to think the Twin stack is super interesting. I think this is something that could take down a GVP, right? That people are maybe not on and they should be on. I definitely think that's an interesting way to go. On the opposite side, the Kansas City Royals, they're a team that they've been hitting the ball a lot better recently, and they get a matchup against Ervin Santana. I'm not an Ervin Santana fan. If you want to take some Royals here and there, I don't hate it, but I don't think you have to stack up against them. People say, oh, Ervin Santana, he pitches, he can pitch deep into games, and that's always something to like, but I'm not a Santana fan, and that's not a spot I'm going to be looking at, I think, on this slate and getting too crazy with. But yeah, this is a game where I think like these twins, like Brian Dozier is a guy I'm gonna like, all these bats, right? Where I can get him cheap too, like Max Kepler. If he gets a good lineup spot, I think he's a nice cheap option you can go. But I don't mind paying up for some of these guys, and people won't want to pay up for them. And where you can get them cheap, right? You know, take advantage of that because they're in a good spot here. But let's move on to the next game. We have Trevor Williams and Luke Weaver. I think this is definitely a pretty interesting game here. We got the Pittsburgh Pirates, Trevor Williams, who, you know, the Cardinals have definitely struggled a lot more recently, but, man, I'm not going to be touching Trevor Williams here. If there's anyone I'm touching, it is Luke Weaver. Luke Weaver has been really, really good. He's one of those guys who got called up this year that has, you know, really elite strikeout upside. Against righties, 32.6% with 86 plate appearances, and then against lefties, 28.8%. Has a little bit of a walk issue right now, 9.3% against righties, but I don't know. I'm not too worried about it. He's one of those young prospects that just kind of work through things, and the Sierra is great, 2.73 against righties, 2.69 against lefties. I don't know if I expect that to for sure stay under 3 the rest of the year, but he's a guy I like here. The problem is the Pirates don't normally strike out a ton. I'm curious what the umpire is going to be in this game. I'm also curious what the lineup they put out, so it depends on a lot of that stuff with Luke Weaver and his price tag, obviously, around the industry. On fantasy draft, we have him at 16.4K, so it's definitely a conversation, right? Do you want Marcus Stroman, who's a pretty efficient pitcher, doesn't have as much strikeout upside as Weaver, but he gets a really great matchup, or, you know, a guy like Luke Weaver, who's not in the easiest matchup, but it's not the toughest, right? So, I don't know, it's for me, I'd probably lean Weaver just because of the upside, right? It's just the amount of strikeouts that he can get is incredible. But it's definitely a conversation. It's one of those things I'm really going to be leaning on some of these umpires. Because if there's an umpire, when the information comes out, if there's an umpire that like is in a really good strikeout upside matchup, I think that's going to be a spot I end up attacking. So there's a lot of guys in the mid-tier to like that you know, talked about. And I think this is definitely the umpires are going to help dictate in lineups too. Whatever lineup comes out for teams, that's going to help dictate some of the decisions I end up making on pitcher when I end up doing it. But Weaver is definitely a guy that's on my list right now. I'm definitely strongly considering. Moving on to the next game, which has my favorite stack of the day, and I normally on the weekend grind with Josh, I normally do a stack of the day segment, and I always like talking about stacks, obviously, because that's what helps win the tournament. So we got Jordan Lyles for the Padres against Patrick Corbin. And Patrick Corbin, you know, we stream pitchers against the Padres. Padres strike out a ton against lefties. And this is a spot where I think we have to have interest in Patrick Corbin. He's looked really good recently. If you want to jam in, if you don't want to jam in all the Arizona bats and you have room for Patrick Corbin, I suggest getting him in, right? Against lefties at 31.5K percentage, against righties 19.5. The Sierra against righties is at 4.06, but against lefties 2.38. But he's been a lot better in the second half of the year. So Patrick Corbin is a guy that I think you'd be considering in tournaments and cash games. I don't think I'll be pulling the trigger on him for sure. It depends what his price tag is. 18.3K. I think like I'd rather go a guy like Stroman, right? He just feels safer. And for 3,000 less. But let's talk about the Jordan Lyles, who's a guy that I would love to attack on this slate. When you can get these Arizona bats, I definitely want to get a hold of them. They're in a great spot here. But looking at Jordan Lyles, he's a guy that has a 4.30 Sierra against righties, 4.98 against lefties. And, you know, it doesn't have great strikeout numbers. He's a guy, you know, getting a ton of ground balls. I get it, right? But the implied run total of, you know, 5.84 and the way the Diamondbacks just been clicking on all cylinders and hitting the ball, how do you pass on this? Love the lineup 1 through 8 or 1 through 9, essentially. Every bat is going to be a guy that I'm going to be considering here. Jake Lamb, where you can get him cheap. Like on FanDuel, he's 3K, which is insane. But even on Fantasy Draft, I don't mind paying the price tag of 9K. David Peralta, 7.5K, feels like a great cash game play on the slate. And, you know, I don't mind paying up for guys like Goldschmidt and Martinez. Problem is, Goldschmidt dealing through an injury, so don't know if he'll definitely be playing. Be on the lookout for the lineup. And obviously, I think the whole lineup is in play, and definitely a big fan of the lefties here, right? Peralta and Lamb are two of my favorites. If you're only playing two, I think those are the two I would be loading up on here. But don't be afraid to get creative with your lineup and take some guys at the bottom of the order, because Lyles is a guy that we definitely want to target here. So yeah, Diamondback Stack is a team I'm going to like a lot here today. Moving on. Houston Astros and Colin McHugh against the Oakland A's. It's a 9-run total, team total on the day. So, yeah, Colin McHugh, we got the Oakland A's who strike out a ton against righties. So I think McHugh makes you another guy in the mid-tier that makes some sense, right? Again, I'll probably want to see the lineup and see what they do with it and see what the umpire is. It's also a good pitcher's park for Colin McHugh. But I don't know. I'm not Colin McHugh's a guy that I haven't been, loading up on recently, but I definitely think you can, play him here in this spot. So against the Oakland Athletics, who strike out a ton, it definitely is a guy to consider for sure. Then we have Gerald Cotton on the opposite side, and I have more interest in those Houston bats. I'm probably not going to play any of the A's bats here. For some reason, it's. I feel like there's some BVP here. I'll pull that up real quick to make sure. I feel like sometimes when you're playing DFS for a while, sometimes things pop up in your head and you kind of think you have seen some BVP. So I'm thinking for Chris Davis. No, actually, he doesn't have any. Marcus Semien does. He actually has some BVP. 10 for 21 with four doubles and a home run. So yeah, I knew there was something here against McHugh with the A's that I've seen in the past. So maybe Marcus Semien becomes more of an interesting shortstop play, especially if he gets like a good lineup bump spot. And shortstop's normally not a spot that I love to roster. So on Fantasy Draft, his price tag is 7.6K and bat first. Yeah, that's maybe something to consider for sure here on the slate. But let's talk about the Houston bats, right? Jarrell Cotton, he's a guy that, I feel like he's not one that I've targeted a ton this year, but with the Houston bats, it makes sense, right? Just Houston is one of the best hitting teams in the league. Kind of getting some of these lefties in here is what I want to do. Obviously, like the powerful righties, like, the Springers, Altuves, and Correas, I definitely want exposure to, but I definitely think if I'm stacking them up, I want to mix in some of these lefties too. I want to mix in Josh Reddick, even a Carlos Beltran and a Brian McCann. Because Cotton has definitely struggled against lefties. 4.94 Sierra against lefties. Has a walk percentage of 12% against lefties, which is another thing. So if you're going to be playing those lefties, try and get those righties that are hitting right behind him, because if they walk him on base and then hit a home run, that's obviously going to be just runs that pile up for you. But yeah, let's move on to the next game. I think this is a game that I'm not in love with, I think, but the Houston stack is one that's definitely in play on the slate. But it's not a game I'm going to be loading up on. Obviously, the ballpark is not the greatest. Now we have the Los Angeles Angels and the Seattle Mariners. Seattle has a really, really nice run total of 5.02 in this ballpark, and it's for good reason, right? Nicky Nolasco gets hit hard by righties, and he's a guy that has struggled mostly throughout the year. So I think we need to be considering a ton of these Seattle hitters here. I think one guy I'm definitely going to play is Nelson Cruz, right? Nelson Cruz is a guy who, has been hitting righties, all year long. He's been hitting home runs against them, which, I don't know. I don't expect that to continue for sure, but just like the way he's been crushing them all year, it's hard not to. Mitch Haniger, too, another guy who has got some reverse splits and hits righties better. Would load up on like guys like Yonner Alonso, Robinson Cano, Gene Segura. I think they're more of like a stack play for me. I don't know if I'd play them in cash, but, these price tags are all pretty appealing on them. And you can easily probably get Max Scherzer in with doing this. Like, Segura's 8.1K on Fantasy Draft, Alonso 7.2, Robbie Cano 9K, Nelson Cruz 7.6K. I mean, that is just way too cheap for Nelson Cruz. 7.2K for Kyle Seager, Mitch Haniger 7.6, Ben Gamel 5.7, Zunino 6.4, Heredia 5.4. I mean, these are just all really nice price tags for a run total over 5 with Max Scherzer. Man, I really like the idea of doing on Fantasy Draft, doing Max Scherzer with this Seattle stack. Obviously, I haven't plugged it in right now, but, just looking at it, it sounds like something that would work out really well. Moving on, we have Mike Leake on the opposite side. And Mike Leake is a guy that, I don't normally typically target because he's just like a better... I don't normally play him in DFS or target him because he's a better real-life pitcher. But he's had his struggles against lefties, so I don't mind. Like, right, a 5.42 Sierra against lefties this year. And obviously, Mike Trout, if you want to play him, I will never argue against that or call him a bad play. But if I'm playing anyone on the Angels, it's probably the lefties, right? It's Luis Valbuena. If you want to get him for cheap, he's got 2 home run upside. I wouldn't hate him. Or a Cole Calhoun for 7.8. Don't hate that, too. I don't think I'm going crazy with the Angels today. It doesn't feel like a great Angel spot for me. But again, Mike Leake, 5.42 Sierra. I mean, that is just a pretty alarming number, right? So you definitely have to have some interest in the lefties here. And so just a cheap punt. If you take like Luis Valbuena as a one-off, I kind of like that as the way I would go. Moving on to the last game, we have the Los Angeles Dodgers against the Colorado Rockies. This game is in L.A. It's not in Colorado. We get Yu Darvish against the Rockies on the road, and we all know the Rockies struggle on the road. Yu Darvish for 22.4K. Yes, it's an expensive price tag, but if you're not a believer in what the Rockies can do on the road, you definitely have to have interest in them as a tournament option. Darvish is tough for me to play in cash. I'd rather just find the money for Scherzer, I think. but I get it, right? On like other sites like FanDuel, where he's like 9.1K, I think I get the conversation of maybe playing him, but I think Max is still the guy that you want to be loading up on. I won't be playing any of these Rockies bats, and even on the Dodgers side of the ball, they just have not been hitting the ball well recently, and Marquez is not a guy I'm really trying to like absolutely target, so I think this is a game where I just take Yu Darvish and move on and just kind of like call it a day. And I know it's a lame way to end out the podcast, but that's kind of how I'm feeling here. If you want to, if you want to really play the Dodgers and maybe you get some interest in like the run total climbs throughout the day, that might gain some interest for me. Like, and with, if their lineup is fully healthy, I wouldn't hate going Seager, Turner, Bellinger, and Grandal. And it might be a stack that just people are not on at all. And it's a better weather game than most, right? It's 71 degrees. It's a little bit cooler in LA or hotter in LA than some of the other places where it's in the 60s. So maybe there's some merit to that, but maybe that's one of those things. If I'm playing like 50 teams, it's only probably gonna be on like a couple teams, nothing crazy. And I don't think the Dodgers will be super owned anyway, so I don't think that's a, you know, that's something I have to go extreme overweight on in order to get the exposure I would want if I wanted to stack them up, because hey, it's the Dodgers, they're one of the best teams in baseball. But oh yeah, that's about it for the slate, guys. Again, I just want to mention my stack of the day, because I always like to do this on my podcast. Is it's the Arizona Diamondbacks, right? And the run total is just insane. It's already gone up even more since I've talked about it. It's just going to climb throughout the day. It's going to be probably the game, this thing you want to load up on in cash, you want to load up on in tournaments. Again, ownership could be something, obviously. If you're a game theory guy, you might want to fade them because of ownership. I don't know what the ownership is right now. That's something to, you know, something to you know, look for you know, Jimeno and whatnot, and kind of check out to see what he's got in our Roto-Grinders premium. So, but thanks a lot for listening, guys. And again, if you have any questions on the slate and you know, wanted to find out what my opinions are, or on the weekends you're kind of lost and have a question, hey, you know, what do you think of this? Feel free to always reach out to me on Twitter. I'm always I play most of the slates, and I'm always available, and I try to help you guys and answer some questions for you. So again, thanks a lot for listening, and for me, Travis Mangone, I am out.